You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built for Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Talked about a lot of stuff today, haven't we? About the Subway series. We've talked about the Knicks.
Caleb Williams. Talked about Juan Soto.
Ton of Juan Soto stuff.
Cody Bellinger.
For whatever reason, the two calls that are up on the board here at 8 o'clock on this Monday morning are about the Yankee broadcasting situation with Dave Sims and Emmanuel Babari and all of that stuff. So I guess people want to talk about that.
They can talk about it all they want. That's what we're here for.
Certainly. But if you'd like to talk about the Knicks or you'd like to talk about Juan Soto in the Subway Series, we could do that as well at 888-808-1019.
I'm currently getting a Halliburton jersey.
Oh. I'm
throwing that bad baby in the freezer.
Ooh.
That's going to be a big one.
Ah. Yeah. You bet you can get one of those from Wally Szczerbiak, who got probably a ton of them mailed to him when he called him a fake all-star.
Boring. So.
Fake all-star. What is it about, like, I never understood the disdain for Tyrese Halliburton. Like, I don't like him because he's a pain in the ass, but I respect him.
Yeah.
Like, why is it that everybody thinks he sucks? Like, all the other peers think he's overrated.
Well, maybe it's because he has two voices. Maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe he's awkward away from the court.
Maybe. Could be that. Maybe he's just unlikable in that way. But, I mean, Wally went after him, too. But he has proven that...
I got to give Wally credit, though. He was the first.
He definitely was the first. He was 100% the first. But he is the straw that stirs that Pacers drink. I'll tell you that much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but why not? Let's go to Brian, who's in Paramus. What's going on, Brian?
What's going on, guys? I'm a big fan of yours, listening to you guys for a long time. But going back to the Dave Sims thing, I'm a huge Knick NBA fan, but one of my pet peeves is the NBA load management, and it just seems that load management has infiltrated MLB and the radio announcers. So that's what I was going to bring up. And then also, Boomer, you just brought up Tim Halliburton, or Halliburton's having two voices. Maybe
yeah.
Dave Sims should have two voices as well. One laryngitis, one without laryngitis. That
yeah.
Great.
Well, that happens to all of us in broadcasting. There's no question about
Tim
that.
Tim Halliburton, by the way, is
yes.
not, it's Tyrese Halliburton.
Tyrese Halliburton, right.
It's not Tim,
okay.
Of course.
He was excited.
He was definitely excited to get on WFAN. But he believes that the load management is now inching its way towards announcers in sports.
No, Dave was, he had laryngitis.
Yeah, this was a...
And you could hear it on Saturday.
This was a legitimate situation for Dave, and he'd let you know, but he put the picture out there, him inhaling steam and having all sorts of remedies around him.
Yeah,
honey
throat
and
coat,
things.
Honey the whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, we've been there.
Yeah.
With the throat coat, you know?
That's a, you know...
The throat coat.
Right.
But yeah, he had to put it out there, let everybody know, because he didn't want everybody thinking he was taking another day off on the rubber match of the... Subway Series. Rob in Greenlawn. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, Gio. How are you, bud? I just wanted to talk about Babari also, but before I do, quickly, you know, I'm a little disappointed. I was really looking forward to your analysis and breakdown of this boat crash this weekend. So
yeah.
Maybe you could, you know.
I mean,
you're the guy. You're
yeah,
the
I'm
guy.
Not the guy. I'm trying to look. So there's a video that was sent to us that we've been watching to get
more information on it. I can't, like, I'm not, if this were a 21-foot center console Steiger craft that had crashed into the Robert Moses Bridge, I'd be able to give you some information on it. But this sailboat in a Brooklyn bridge, not my expertise, man.
Gotcha. So, anyway, I just want to talk quickly about Babari. Yank, Odyssey, WFAN, Yank, you guys got to find a way to work this kid. And this kid is, it just feels like New York when this kid is calling the game. Nothing against Sims. I love Sims. Good guy, good announcer. But when I listen to Sims, I kind of feel like I'm listening to a game in St. Louis, in Milwaukee. It's just rather hold. Babari, just, he's a, to be a great radio announcer, you have to be a little bit of a New York character here in New York. And this kid, Babari, is. I mean, it just felt like New York yesterday listening to that kid. I think we got a Vince Scully on our hands here. Give this kid some room and let this kid grow and stick this kid around in the booth for the next 30,
Vince
40 years.
Scully?
You know, young, let's go.
Rob, listen, man, that is the nicest thing that probably anybody has ever said about Emmanuel Babari, comparing him to Vince Scully. And by the way, they are working him in. He does the post-game show, and he fills in when Dave is off, so he is getting an opportunity to do so, and Dave is in his 70s as well, and he's right there, Emmanuel. So, yeah, I mean, if you love Emmanuel, he is getting those opportunities. He's also doing some stuff at SNY, so, yeah, we like Emmanuel. So, I mean, I don't know.
He's a you jackass! Hey, now!
Is that AI Dave Sims there, Rami? Is that what that is?
That's what I assume.
Need to let everybody know that's AI Dave Sims before Dave.
We touched a nerve, did we not?
No, I know. You know, it's incredible. We kind of Vin Scully on our hands. Man, oh man, oh man. I mean, hey, I think that Emmanuel does a nice job. I thought Justin Shackle did a nice job
last year. Yeah, we like those kids, of course. Yeah. And then the way that John, you know, John came back for the playoffs and just squashed those kids.
Yeah, I didn't look at it like that. Because John, they didn't give somebody the job yet. He had, like, retired unexpectedly.
Yeah, but he came back and squashed him for the playoffs. We all know it.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to say anything. I mean, we did, but.
True. Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to Brian in Northport. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. Sorry, I lost my voice. I was at the Knicks game on Friday night with my son. It was out of control. But I agree with that last caller. Dave Sims sucks.
Oh, come on.
But listen, I got a question for Boomer. So, Gio, when you first started, how long was it until you took your first day off? And, Boomer, was that acceptable to you?
Geez, I don't even remember. Do you remember?
It had to have been July 4th, thinking about it, because we started January 2nd.
Well, somewhere around Christmas, I would think.
No, we started January 2nd. So,
okay.
So, Jerry... After Craig, you know, Jerry started September.
Yes,
and then
okay.
Went up to the end of the year, and then I started January 2nd. So I'm assuming, you know, there would have been Memorial Day and they were all off. But probably the first time that I took time off where Boomer was here and I wasn't, I don't know. I mean, it had to have been like around July, I would think. So 7 months in.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Which would be normal.
Yeah, it's a summertime. That's normal.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be like, you know, like the equivalent of what would be the equivalent of what Dave Sims did for me starting? Would it be because he was like 40 games in his second month of doing it? So that would be his second month of doing it. Would have been like me taking off in February when I started in January.
Exactly. Taking off
like Valentine's Day or something. That's what that would have been the equivalent of. Now, I waited till the summertime and went all the way till, you know, July, so pretty good.
Yeah,
I thought I did a nice job with that.
I thought Fleegs was supposed to be doing a board today.
He was.
What happened?
He called off. I don't know. He must be ill or something.
What, because the Mets lost last night?
Was there a Taylor Swift album that was released out of nowhere? Because he has taken off because of that, and I'm not kidding. He took off.
No, we know that.
Yeah.
I mean, Rami, do you have any idea? When did you get notice that you were going to be doing
around this? 5 p.m. maybe?
Oh, yesterday, 5 p.m.?
Correct.
Yeah, I got a text from... Marinick yesterday.
Is Fleegs okay?
I spoke to him last night. I think he's not feeling well.
All right, he's not feeling well. So okay.
Ever hear a Wally Pip?
Yeah, I don't even think Fleegs. I mean, does Fleegs even want this job? Doesn't act like he does. I think he's fine with the bopping in and out of the overnights, doesn't he?
I think he likes the overnights.
I think he does too, but I'm not sure. But Yeah, so they actually, Rami, I don't know if this makes you feel better or worse because you're sitting here and you're doing a great job today, but David Marinick had you third on his list of people to call.
I thought it was going to be fourth. I told Al earlier. So,
well, it is.
So, who are the other three you thought were in front of you?
Well, I would say Fleegs is first, yeah. Roscona and Zoo.
So, I should clarify this by saying you are right about that. But after Fleegs was out, then you were third because Roscona and Zoo were first. Then you were third there. But you are fourth on the depth chart. But you're here and you're doing a nice job. Remember, I said that. Like, nobody had separated themselves up until this point.
Exactly.
I had not worked with Rami yet.
You've already had one giggle on one of his drops today.
Yeah, actually two.
Oh.
The shut the F up.
Yes.
And slapdick.
Yeah.
Both he got me with both of those, which could be a moment of the day candidate. So that's
and if you make moment of the day, then all of a sudden you got to feel like you're in the lead.
I don't want to go that far. This is one day, you know, but...
Jerry had some nice things to say over the holidays.
He actually, yeah. He came up to me and specifically called.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that Jerry had some nice things to say about you over the holidays?
Correct. I worked with him over the holidays.
And you're reminding us that Jerry said nice things about you over the holidays.
Is that a problem?
This is what you have to do, though. You got to sell yourself. I think he's doing the right thing.
He's selling himself.
I think he's doing the right thing. And Jerry did, but he's right, though. He's not just making that up. Jerry did come to me and say, hey, I worked with Rami. You haven't worked with him yet. He did a really good job.
Okay. I was so memorable last time we worked together. You don't even remember that we worked together last summer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
It was the last day before you went to Italy. You were totally checked out.
He was checked out 100%.
Yeah, no, what? Right. I could have been arrested during that show and I wouldn't have remembered it. Yeah. Well, very good, Rami. You're doing a nice job.
Thank you.
These other guys, you know, they do nice jobs as well, but, you know, this is how these things happen. You're not available. Someone bops in.
Like next I said, thing you know. Pip.
Yeah, I mean, and this is a year, just about a year from when Eddie retires. It'll be Friday.
Yeah.
1 year. Where is Eddie today, by the way? This guy's, I mean... Not to go down this road again, because we always end up some yarn convention somewhere. Do we have any idea where Eddie is?
I don't.
Does Izzo still have Eddie tracked on his phone? Like, Izzo somehow put a tranquilizer dart in Eddie and tagged him like a seal.
Let me see.
And he follows him around. You know how they do that? They'll, like, tag sharks and stuff?
Of course, yeah.
That's what Izzo did with Eddie. Like, he got him, he hit him with a tranquilizer dart. He's like... And he fell down, and then he tagged his ear with a homing device, and he knows exactly where he is at all times.
Maybe he shot one of those things into him, one of those tracking devices.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's possible. It's got to be a yarn. It's a Monday, so like...
And it was scheduled.
Yeah, so it was definitely like he probably had to set up a yarn kiosk somewhere and break it down late night, couldn't get back in. Probably somewhere in Pennsylvania or West Virginia or something like that.
So was there a yarn convention this past weekend?
I love doing this.
Izzo doesn't have his location, but he is going to request it.
Oh, okay.
And if I recall kind of vaguely, they're retiring from yarn conventions, but may have had one final one to do.
Man, oh man.
You know what? They you know what's coming up?
What?
The New York City Yarn Crawl.
Oh,
we got to get Eddie tickets to this
Let's
thing.
Go. Oh, that's September.
September. That's
okay.
September.
Still, so plenty of time.
What are the U.S. major yarn festivals? Oh, this is on Reddit. Oh, my God.
Yeah, good luck. So they're retiring from yarn, too?
Just the festivals.
Did they strike oil or something? Like, what? How did Eddie go from... complaining about not getting paid for years and years and years to now retiring early and then also shutting down the independent yarn dyeing business.
No, not shutting down the business. Shutting down the traveling to going to all these different shows. I think that's the part. The business.
Uh-oh, here we go. We got May festivals.
The fiber festival?
The fiber festivals.
A couple alpacas there you're looking at?
Yeah. Kentucky Sheep Fiber Festival, the Fiber Festival of Perry, the Fiber Festival in the Valley. Oh, and they got the Central Pennsylvania one.
I mean, I don't like to get into somebody's personal financial situation, but it is crazy. Like, he just went from talking about how I'm never going to retire. They pay me in peanuts and the belly button lint. To now he's just gone.
All right, so he's not at the Weak Knitting Fundamentals course in San Diego. He's not there.
No.
And even when, you know, in the stock market a couple weeks ago, everyone said it was crashing and all that. You're like, oh, is this going to affect you? He goes, nope.
No. No, I've got many pounds of gold bullion in my backyard.
Hey, man, there's a ton load of these yarn festivals. So look at this.
Yeah,
we could send them to Knitting with Tanis Gray, beaded lace cowl workshop up in down in Manassas, Virginia.
This has got to be their last festival. Then is what Al is saying. It's incredible. Where is he going to go? What's he going to do?
You know, he should go to the Flagstaff Woolen Fiber Festival. Flagstaff's a pretty cool place.
Beautiful place.
Oh, yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigators Later.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
The man of the weekend coming up.
Yeah, right, exactly. The man of the weekend is right, certainly of Friday night. He posted a picture playing golf on Friday with his Surfside.
I did.
And then posted a picture of his Knicks bet that hit. I mean, who could have a better feel-good Friday than Jerry Recco this past Friday? Mark and Dix Hills wants to talk about that, actually. What's going on, Mark?
Well, I tell you, fellas, I got to give my apologies to Jerry. Jerry, I humbly apologize. You were 100% right. We were making fun of you. I was. You had to keep your mouth shut. I was so worried because you said the Knicks are, We're in. And then you said, we're going to blow them out. And Boomer looked at you like you were nuts. But let me tell you, we blew them out. God bless you. I love you. I did it purposely. It's like Boomer putting the sweatshirts in the cooler there. I purposely did that because I knew it was going to work to my benefit. Let's go, Nick.
Yeah, enjoy, Mark. Mark. Apology
accepted.
There
you go, Mark. Yeah.
Look at that. How nice are people, Jerry? Right, Jerry.
You're love very even though you're a Nets fan, you are very popular with Knicks fans. Now.
I do think what that showed is I can be objective.
It's true, and plus there just aren't that many Nets fans.
But we know that. That's care. Factual.
Yes.
Even though Jerry hasn't won the NFL picks in a couple of years, Jerry has predicted more things correctly on this show than me by far when it comes to sports outcomes.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, I mean, things like the Rangers winning the World Series before the season started.
Yeah.
That was a big one.
That was a good one.
You had the Giants having a winning season the year that Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley, you know, were together and beat the Vikings in the playoffs.
I did have that
before
one.
Before the season started, you had them having a winning season.
That is true.
You obviously have the Knicks blown out.
Yeah, you have that.
You know, the Celtics here in game six.
And the Knicks-Celtic one, you talk about making bets. Me and Al went over this. I told you the Celtics would win game three, and I knew the Knicks would come back and win game four. I had those two, too, and I didn't bet them.
You know what was one of the most unbelievable things this weekend in regards to betting is that your boy Dave Portnoy bet $25,000 on Caitlin Clark to have a triple-double.
$350,000.
More money than she makes as salary.
She's doing fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying she isn't. She is. But, you know, I mean, not the rest of the ladies.
So the other thing you did, too, remember when the Mets were... We're going to face either the Dodgers or the Padres, and they had a tough time with the Padres, and they were hot and playing well, and a lot. I said I would have preferred the Dodgers or the Padres, and a lot of the Met fans were calling up and saying that, and you were like, no, you don't want the Dodgers. And then I think you predicted the Dodgers to win in six. You did that too.
I don't remember. You might
no,
be
you
right.
You did do that.
You might be right. I don't know. So I do know I didn't give up on the Mets last year.
You
I do
not.
Know that.
All right, what's going to happen with the Knicks and Pacers?
I don't. No, I'm not, well, no. Let's enjoy the moment. Let's enjoy
We're
the moment.
We're not there yet. Just
right, exactly.
Relax.
We'll get to Wednesday.
He's got enough.
Let me just enjoy this. Let me enjoy
this.
Well,
I need to know what you think because I feel like you're going to be right.
No, I don't know if I'm right. I will tell you what I told when I said at 5 o'clock this morning. The one feeling I do get from, like, I'll play this for you, and this is, and I get being excited, and you should be. Like, this was after Friday night outside the Garden.
Let's go, Knicks! Ben Affleck marches the greatest city ever! Mark Wahlberg. This is what New York's about. Pacers, get ready. Can we be the you want, Pacers? Matt Damon.
Hey, yo, Dave Portnoy, where you at, baby?
And Ben Affleck was the worst Batman I ever seen.
So they're going after all the Boston guys.
Yeah.
It was all fine. The one I get the sense from, I want to say this the right way. Amazing what they've done. It really is. It's the first time in forever they've got to the conference finals.
We're halfway there.
Right.
We're halfway
it's
there.
It's halfway. You're not even in the NBA finals. You don't overlook the Pacers.
But I feel like
the fans are.
You just knocked out the defending champion.
No doubt.
A team that you didn't beat at all during the regular season.
Should have beat them in five, quite frankly.
All I can tell you is that this just goes to show you how bad the basketball has been here for how long it's been bad.
I understand.
Since 99. I mean, it's just been terrible.
I know, yes. Aside from a couple of seasons here and there, it's been lousy.
Yeah, but nothing sustaining.
Well, you had Jeremy Lin. Carmelo had one really good year.
Yeah, but you have players that you actually really like here,
Agreed.
Respect here. And Jalen Brunson has been like the key to all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when they brought him in here, even that was criticized.
Mm-hmm.
And to see that young man turn into the player that he's turned into and be voted the clutch player of the year, I mean, that's pretty awesome stuff. That's why everybody's all jacked up. And I love the fact that they're getting to play the Pacers now. That this is exactly what you want, and you want it, both teams healthy, and you want to go toe-to-toe. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, and last year was really intense before the Knicks all went down with injuries. So, and then had the Halliburton and Brunson thing afterwards with WWE. This is what is supposed to happen, is these two teams facing each other again. So,
If they got through this and then they wound up facing Minnesota, that's a Hollywood script.
Yeah, well, we're not talking about that, Jerry. We're talking about one possession, one quarter, one half, one game.
Right, but I'm not playing, so I can say that would be really something if they got through Indiana and then you faced Minnesota.
We'll talk about that bridge when we get to it. We're not crossing it yet because we're just right now at the start of this bridge. Do you understand that?
I'm not playing, so I can look at it any way I want.
Yeah, it's just you go back to the preseason when Dante DiVincenzo was yelling at Rick Brunson and... Hey, that the foul line there and all that full circle.
You got the commercial that airs on all these games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not listening to a word you guys are saying.
Without you, my friend.
I see it.
Hey, Dante.
You got to worry about blue and yellow, baby. Blue and yellow.
Throw some the visor.
Mm-hmm. So is the midday show going out to Indiana now? I know they wanted to.
I don't know. I haven't heard from them, obviously, since the Knicks won. So
that would be a cool trip.
Yeah,
I doubt it. I just don't see the brand ambassador really supporting those guys to go out there.
Oh, like, okay.
Fuck you.
I think the brand ambassador would have a totally fine time with them going. I think it's the where the money comes from, I think. You know?
As we looked at this morning, there's 20 daily flights to Indianapolis out of New York every day. So
yeah,
they can find a good flight.
I don't see it.
What?
Wow. I just don't see it. I see a slapdown situation. No, you're not going. You're staying right here.
I think it'd be great if we had a show out there.
I do, too. I think that, I mean, not us, but yeah.
As long as we're not going.
Right. But yeah, no, that would be very cool. I mean, Brandon said they are the modern-day Mike and the Mad Dogs, and that's what those guys did, so they should be doing it. So,
I mean, you're going to do it, like, for games, well,
three and four. And six.
Yeah. Maybe, well, okay.
Game three is Sunday night, so they could be there for Monday.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So Sunday, Tuesday. That'd be great.
Yeah, just have them hang out there.
Do the show out there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, come home.
Man, Man, all these games are at 8 p.m. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Ugh. Not kind when you wake up at 2:30.
Mm. Yeah, it's a rough one. It is. But at least game two is Friday, so we don't have to worry about that one. But yeah, 8 o'clock. That's an 11:15 spot every time.
And 8 o'clock is really, let's be honest, 8:15.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The hell else? Oh, what's that steakhouse out there? St. Elmo's?
Yes.
Yeah. Send them there. Odyssey on the arm. One St. Elmo's spot.
One steakhouse in Indianapolis.
Yeah. Bottle Ace
of
Spades.
We got like 17 within two blocks of this, of where we're sitting.
Yeah, that's where everybody goes to the combine. They all sit there, right?
Yeah.
All the GMs and the coaches and the scouts. Mm-hmm. St. Elmo's Steakhouse. BT and Sal. The new Mike and the Mad Dog. Sucking down some steaks, doing shows out there like it's 1994 again. That's what we need to see. Make it happen, big hurls. Throw your weight around here. Tell those salespeople what to do. What's up?
I'm Dominic Schlubchek.
That's right. I forgot about that. Schlubchek. Jerry?
All right, so let's real quick with the baseball last night. Vin Scully on the mic as the Yankees beat the Mets.
Goldschmidt rocks it. Base hit up the middle. Paul Goldschmidt in the clutch once again. Wells is home. Bibas to second. And the Yankees with two in the eighth inning off Stanek. They have a 4-2 lead.
The real New Yorker himself right there. Emmanuel Babari with the call. He would then be at the mic for the Bellinger Grand Slam. 8-2, the final score as the Yankees beat the Mets, taking 2 of 3 in the series. Here was on Mets Odyssey Radio how the Bellinger home run sounded if you were listening to Howie Rose on Mets Odyssey Radio.
Lefty against lefty. First pitch hit deep to right field. Soto back onto the track in front of the wall. He jumps. He can't get it. It's gone for a grand slam for Cody Bellinger.
Oh, I love it. I know. The pitcher's
Hi,
hilarious.
I'm Howie Rose.
The pitcher is hilarious as the ball goes up. And he, I don't know if he knew it or not. It was almost like he was trying to will it back in.
No, he knew it.
But still very
Plus
funny.
Plus the flag was blowing out that way.
Right, because the Alonso shot to left and earlier in the game looked like it was a home run and it was not.
And they had a stat cast on ESPN that said that the wind blew it 10 feet shorter and 8 feet to the right. Look at Jesus Cabrera.
Very funny. Anyway, 8-2 the final. Here is Aaron Judge, a lot made of the whole Juan Soto thing over the weekend. Well, I guess they showed him on Sunday having a nice long chat with him. Here was Judge on that conversation.
I said hello to him. I hadn't seen him all series. Just kind of wishing him the best. You know, kind of said, hey, man, you're the best in the game. You know, things like this are going to happen. Just keep playing your game. So it was good to see him.
And Judge would know Saturday was one of his worst games that you will see. And even last night, while the Yankees won, Judge didn't exactly have this monster game. Pete Alonso, the error from first base to home, as we know, on the Vivas ground ball. He knows as they go to Boston tonight, you got the Dodgers on deck over the weekend. Things have to change.
Got to play clean quality baseball. And that's really what it just boils down to, playing clean quality baseball and having good at-bats. And I think we did a great job battling, putting up great at-bats tonight and throughout the...
Yeah, but they had nothing to show for it. They scored 2 runs, and the top 3 guys want to combine 0 for 12. Yankees off tonight, home for the Rangers tomorrow. As for that Mets-Red Sox game, Kodai Senga, the start on Mets Odyssey Radio, first pitch at 6:45. They're lead atop the NL East now, just a half game on the Phillies, who beat the Pirates 1-0 as they completed the sweep. We talked about the Knicks a little bit. The Thunder did beat the Nuggets in Game 7, 125-93. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 35 points. Oklahoma City, Minnesota in the Western Conference Finals. Game one will be tomorrow night. Back to the Knicks and the Pacers. So this is what you want to hear. We were talking about how the fans are obviously going bonkers, and rightly so. But the guys got to play the game. Guys like Deuce McBride, who say, we have only just begun.
More to go. You know, we're not done. That's what it is. And we came out there tonight and, you know, play hard, handle business. But like I said, our season's not over. You know, we got so much more to go. And, you know, I think we play on Wednesday. So, you know, get ready, prepare for them. Whole different team.
Yep, no doubt, in Indiana. And then if you would like to have a little bit of a memory, if you will, we have Chris here, who now works for Infinity Sports Radio. He went back and found some classic Knicks-Pacers stuff as we get ready for this series. You'll remember this with Marv on NBC.
Reggie Miller giving the choke side to Spike Lee. Spike is appealing to the official Dan Crawford. I don't think that Spike realizes he's not in the game.
No. Spike is still at these games 30
that's right.
years later, which is pretty fun. So
by the way, have we heard from the Timothy Chalamet publicist, Al?
No response back.
That sucks. Chalamet's the new Spike Lee now. Nobody cares about Spike anymore. It's all about Timothy Chalamet.
I'll try again, though. I'll say now we advanced one more series.
Exactly. And they're going to be home for the first two games. So he's going to be at the game. He's going to be around.
He's going to be around because he'll be there for sure. The Niners are finalizing their new deal with Brock Purdy. 5 years, $265 million. You had Gronk on a... Have you heard of this YouTube show called Sunday Conversation with Caleb Presley?
Of course, yeah. He was with Barstool for a while. He's got Glennie Balls there, sits there and eats ice cream during the interviews. Yeah, but he ended up taking, he left Barstool and started his own thing.
Okay.
Now, so, yeah.
But he's doing well because he's got a lot of subscribers.
He's very funny and he's really struck gold with that thing.
Well, here's the one question you would ask him to ask Gronk.
Have you met Coach Belichick's girlfriend?
Oh.
The crayon you wrote your book with. Did you take that out of her backpack?
So they're yucking it up. And at one point, Gronk, he looks at the camera and is just kind of wondering.
This is the most outrageous show I've ever been on.
What, if you're,
is this even a show?
Well, let me ask you this, Gronk. Let me ask you this.
I'll just laugh with Mr. Balls over here.
That's so stupid.
Yeah,
watching
balls.
It. So I... Looking at his YouTube channel, all the videos are less than 9 minutes. So I guess he does the video and then they just chop it up, I suppose?
Yeah, they're very short interviews. He's got a ton of A-list people
he does.
On there. He's sometimes he confuses people who don't know what his shtick is.
I can see why.
It's hilarious. He had some guy sign some contract he wasn't supposed to sign. Like, it was hilarious.
It was very funny.
It's good.
And the Panthers took game seven in Toronto, winning 6-1. Here was Paul Bissonnette on TNT. This was during the second intermission when they were down, when the Maple Leafs were down 3-0.
This is brutal. This is men versus boys right now. Completely unprepared. I think they've lost every single 50-50 puck battle. Don't know else how to describe it, but pathetic performance.
I still have a problem with them booing, though, Liam.
I'm not sure who that was.
And well, that's Hanson Carter.
Is that who that was?
Yeah,
okay.
And by the way, the reason that Paul Bissonnette is saying that is because he has been rooting for the Maple Leafs to win and go all the way.
Yeah, well, they're not.
He's been wearing a yellow shirt like you.
Yeah, we love the yellow shirt.
Yes.
But the Panthers did win, so they advance. And in golf, Scottie Scheffler won the PGA Championship.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I was just looking at that video in the last segment of some of the celebrities at the game, and Lenny Kravitz was there. That man is 60 years old now. He looks unbelievable. I mean, he looks like he is 35.
Boy, he wears those sunglasses. He's got that nice skin. He's got the dread. Look at him.
I mean, that guy's 60. That's wild. Good for him. Whatever he's doing, I bet you he's not eating seed oils. I bet you he's got no red 40 in his diet. That guy. I don't know if it's, I mean, it's probably mostly natural, but maybe he might be a Botox guy.
But he's always looked good, though. You know, he's always.
Yeah, but I mean, damn, 60? Looking that good? He looks like he's 30 years old. Like, no joke. And I'm looking at some of these other pictures of him. I mean, that guy does not age. Wild. Fountain of youth spot with him.
True.
Speaking of celebrities at the game, let's go down to our buddy Radimus in Houston. What's going on, Radimus?
What's up, my boy? Hey, can I just put an order for a bacon, egg, and Swiss with avocado, please? Mayo, hot sauce. I really need one, boys. I really need one.
Well, yeah, you probably get such crap down there when it comes to like bagels and breakfast sandwiches and stuff like that.
That is true. But I was calling, my buddy here, Alexis, man, I got him listening to you guys. He loves you guys. But he pointed out for me to call in and let you know. Brad Joe was there, and I guess the curse is broken, man.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were going to be more excited about the game, but, hey, I hear about the Mets and Yankees, you know. But, hey, Knicks, baby. I'm not even a Knicks fan, but I'm loving it. I wish I was down there.
Who do you root for in basketball?
LeBron James.
Oh, come on. You one of those guys?
Oh, you're just a one, you're a one-player rooter? That's what you are?
Come on. Not LeBron James. What's it? Boomer. What is it, Boomer? I love LeBron. He's a great player. He's a Hall of Famer. We know that. You know that.
Radimus, you're not a Lakers fan.
You grew up in a Bronx, for God's sake.
Yeah, but, you know, me as a Dominican, I wasn't even watching basketball like that growing up. It was baseball. And then, you know, then I got into football. But, hey.
Guess who's Dominican? Dominican, Radimus?
Yeah, guess who is Dominican?
Huh? The guy from Hartford. And this guy, what is it?
Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, Anthony Towns, yeah.
Why aren't we following him following LeBron?
Yeah, you should be following him.
Right, guys, do you really mean that? Come on, you guys are saying that he's soft. He's a soft Dominican.
Well, we never said that.
Well, that's been his reputation, but he certainly wasn't soft in Game 6. He was great.
Oh, I know he was. He was looking real good. He should have been repping that flag. But let's see what he does, man. I'm excited. I wish I was in New York. You guys were going crazy out there, man. Crazy.
Yeah, so if you're a big Yankees guy, but like David Ortiz is one of the most celebrated Dominican baseball players of all time. Are you torn on that? Because you hate the Red Sox?
Yeah, you know, I could never rep the Red Sox being a guy from the Bronx. But even though the Red Sox always had all those Dominican players, like look at the San Diego Padres, they got so many Dominicans, but I got to keep it with the New York Yankees, even though they always let me down every year.
Yeah. Did you know I was held up and robbed at Machete Point in the Dominican Republic, Radimus?
I heard about that. Yeah. I don't know why that happened to you, man.
Yeah,
you
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy. I love it down there, too.
You know why, Radimus? Because he doesn't go to Casa de Campo like I do.
I don't go to Casa de Campo all the time, but I do go to Dreams or Secrets right then.
Dreams and Secrets. That's Dreams and Secrets.
Sounds like, what is that?
It's a strip club.
That's a
resort.
Five-star resort out there.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. No, I do love going to the Dominican, though. I've had some great times there, and
That just happened to be an unfortunate 2 or 3 minutes that I had.
Yes.
All right, Radimus, good talking to you, man.
Hey, one more point here. Just for my friend, man, he really loves you guys. Hey, I know we're not talking about Caleb Williams right now, but he's saying, what you think, Boomer? Caleb Williams feels this type of way, but he feels like Eli Manning and all them. His father got involved in all that type of stuff. What you think, Dave?
We were over that last week there, Caleb, and, you know, basically the Giants and the Chargers.
Radimus,
I'm sorry about that, Radimus. The Giants and the Chargers basically swapped quarterbacks, and they were happy to do so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yes, there was another option there that a team wanted. Now, actually, if you think about it, though, the Caleb Williams draft, there were two other options there as well. But he wanted to go to Minnesota. He didn't want to go to the Commanders or the Patriots, whereas you had the Chargers and the Giants that were happy with swapping those quarterbacks, and they both had Hall of Fame careers.
They both had Hall of Fame careers, and the reason I explained again, John Elway did the same thing to the Baltimore Colts and actually used the Yankees.
Yeah, that's true. And by the way, yes, Fat Joe was at the game, so when I saw him there, I was like, this is unbelievable. But they actually didn't show him until... like later, the first time I saw him.
They had to make sure they were up by 30 or more.
To show him, yeah, yes. Exactly. But they did not show him early on.
Smart.
Yeah, very smart.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.